Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. If you're living in great need, lack, or even poverty, it's time to leave the financial wilderness behind.
In the rearview mirror.
That's it. God wants you to abound. So let's talk about the situation of deep poverty was changed forever by truth from the Word of God.
Hallelujah.
The Macedonian church was in deep, deep poverty. They were so poor that when they put together a financial gift for the gospel, they had to beg the Apostle Paul to receive it.
In 2 Corinthians 8, verse 4, in the Living Bible, it says they begged us to take their money so they could share in the joy of helping the Christians in Jerusalem.
Because the Macedonians understood the principles of biblical economics, they later prospered so much that their testimony was used to encourage other churches to give.
Think of that.
This pattern takes place throughout God's Word. It really does. Hallelujah. We need to remember that God can change our poverty to prosperity, even when we're down to our last few crumbs. He did it in Bible days, and he's willing to do it today.
And that's why he shows us those Bible stories, to give us encouragement.
Absolutely. Things to consider. Number one, God's law of release. Poverty is not an accident, and neither is prosperity. Strict spiritual laws govern both. The spiritual law of release says, be willing. Wow. You got that? Be willing to release for increase.
Think of that. In Proverbs 11, and I read a proverb a day, so I just read this a couple days ago. In Proverbs 11, verses 24 and 25, it says, there is he that scattereth and yet increaseth. And there is he that withholdeth more than his need, but it tendeth to poverty. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself.
God makes it clear. If we scatter our money, it will increase, and we will be prosperous. If we hoard too much of it, more than is proper, we will be poor and live in lack. God's spiritual law will not change, no matter how uncomfortable it makes us feel. Now, you may be asking, Brother Harold, what do you mean? I have to start giving my money away if I want to be prosperous? That doesn't make any sense. Well, you're right. In the eyes of the world, it doesn't make sense. But God's spiritual laws don't always make worldly sense.
That's right.
But they are his truths and will always work.
And if it's in the Word, I can promise you it will work.
Absolutely. God's spiritual laws, his laws, will not change. Release and increase, prosper. Retain and decrease, tend to poverty.
Luke 6:38 tells us, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure pressed down and shaken together and running over shall he give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again.
Prosperity is not an accident, and neither is poverty. If you put God's spiritual law of increase into action, you can expect God's promises, his law of increase, to operate for you.
That's true.
Number two, put God first. To understand and apply God's principles of increase, we must first establish God's proper spiritual order in our lives.
Jesus said unto them, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment found in Matthew 22, verses 37 and 38. There's just no doubt about it. God is always first. Not a single soul in all of Christianity would disagree with that statement if they're born again. I don't know of one doctrine, one church, one preacher, one teacher, or one Christian philosopher who can argue with that principle. To make a major breakthrough in the spiritual area of finance, our spiritual priorities must be straight. God must be first in every aspect of our life, not just in our passive agreement, but in our daily actions.
God must come before money. If you spend 3 minutes a day praying, 10 hours a day going after more money, then who or what is your God? God must come before our own pleasure. If all of our leisure time is spent pursuing pleasure, reading magazines, watching television, while the Bible gathers dust on the dining room table, then who or what is your God? Yes, God must come even before your precious children. Family activities assume their proper priority only when God is the head of your household. God is first.
Exodus 20, verses 2 and 3. Exodus 20, verses 2 and 3 says, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. That means that God is the one who, the reason we are born again and has taken us out of that wilderness experience of not knowing who he is and recognizing his abilities. You know, if we want to give, be our giving to be effective, we must make sure our priorities are clear and in spiritual order. If there's any area of our lives that ranks above God, we just need to repent and change. You know, Jesus himself put proper order into focus. In Matthew 6:33, very familiar verse for us, Matthew 6:33 says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." The careful ordering of our priorities is necessary to bring forth the things that we need and want. And like many people, we may be surprised when we find out who should come after God in our list of priorities. It's actually you. That's right. The Bible declares it that you are second, because in Matthew 22:39-40, it says, and the second commandment is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
You know, honey, we talked about this on a recent call several days ago. Is Jesus first, you second, and others third? Now, the old thing of saying it's Jesus, others, and you, JOY, being the acronym,
right,
sounds nice and even spiritual, but it's not scriptural. See, it's always without question, God's first. But then as the scripture just said, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. If you don't love yourself, how can you love anyone else?
That's right.
And if we get these first two priorities straight, God first, then us, it won't be long and we'll be in the center of God's will. If all the saints caught this vision, it would be a very short time until we see a multitude of people come to Jesus. The Apostle John prayed for prosperity and health, but notice these benefits are linked to our soul's prosperity.
That's right. In 3 John 2, it says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even, that's a very important preposition, even as thy soul prospereth.
There is no prosperity for the soul that neglects the two greatest commandments. We must put God first, ourselves second, and our neighbors third. Number 3, tithe off the top. To operate the principles of increase in our lives, not only must our priorities concerning God be proper, but our priorities in giving must be clear. The major question many Christians ask as they begin to put their financial house in order, do I tithe before or after I pay these bills? Many people will pay all their bills, then after all their financial obligations are met, they'll tithe to God out of the remaining money. That may be a common practice, but it is not what the Bible teaches.
In Deuteronomy 26, verses 2, 5, 10, and 12, it says this, Deuteronomy 26, starting in verse 2, Thou shalt take of the first of all the fruit of the earth, which thou shalt bring of thy land that the Lord thy God giveth thee, And thou shalt put in a basket and shalt go into the place which the Lord thy God shall choose to place his name there. And it goes on, number 5 says, and thou shalt speak and say before the Lord thy God. Verse 10, and now behold, I have brought the first fruits of the land which thou, O Lord, hast given me. And thou shalt set it before the Lord thy God and worship before the Lord thy God. And in verse 12 it says, when thou hast made an end of tithing. It's really talking about, honey, is honoring God first. The process of bringing the first fruits to God before paying your bills is called tithing. God's word says that you should tithe first before you do anything else with your fruit or your income.
You know, honey, I've had people say to me, but Brother Harold, if I tithe first, I won't have enough to pay my bills. Think how full of unbelief that statement is. If you believe that, you're obviously not believing that the tithe will open the windows of heaven for you. You see, tithing establishes a new relationship between you and God. It brings you before the open windows of heaven. Literally, this means the treasure house of God is now open to you. So you put God first, as he says to do. Surely, he will bless you.
Honey, remember the old statement that says people used to say, and this is back in the olden days, we used to hear it a lot, and that is they say, well, I can't afford to tithe. And we used to say, you can't afford not to tithe.
That's exactly right.
Because if you want to walk in the principles and the blessing of the Lord, you need to learn to open those windows of heaven.
Absolutely. So you got to be wise enough to see that if you tithe and make offerings after all the bills are paid, you're leaving yourself at the mercy of your bills. With this action, your tithe and offerings are subject to and under the control of your bills. If you tithe first and give generous offerings, then your bills come under the control of your tithes and offerings.
Well put.
Malachi 3:10-11. Speaks of open windows for tithing, an uninterrupted harvest for your offerings. As long as you have bills, always keep them in a proper place behind the tithe. Put God's business first and foremost, and he will put your business first. Obviously, we're not going to finish this teaching today. We'll do it tomorrow, and we'll continue with prosperity's priorities tomorrow. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com. Up at the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. Sow wherever I ask. And while you're on the website, check out this week's two-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.